Well, that's probably the most appropriate song, especially the ending, "Let Us Rest in God to Say Amen," for this particular service, which is the White Stone Service. And it is something that is a unity standard, and I'm glad I brought to this ministry. And as this is the last one I will be doing for this ministry, I sincerely hope that the new minister continues it on. Because it's an extremely important tradition that we have. And it's about allowing ourselves to release and let go of our old self and allow God to move in, through, and to show us, to tell us our new name, our new self, our new consciousness. And I want to start off with a Bible story. Actually, it is the part of the Bible where it's the only place where a white stone is mentioned. And it's in Revelation. And how many of us, due to our old-time religion, every time you hear and think about a preacher talking about Revelation, get a little scared? Because really, in the Revelations that we've been... Revelations has been treated unfair. Yes, I said it. Revelations has been treated unfair. Because the truth of Revelations is a story about all of us, and it's a story about our overcoming. So our experience is about overcoming our erroneous thinking, our lack consciousness, and to move forward into claiming our newness, our new consciousness, which is what the white stone says. So it starts off at the very first chapter where it talks about the revelation of Jesus. That is what the first chapter is called. And within it, John, who is in Patmos, has this vision that he is speaking with Christ, Jesus. And within the first chapter, Jesus says to John, everything that you have visioned about this conversation, everything that you have seen in your vision, write it down. Very important. I am not unitizing the words of the Bible. This is straight out of the Bible, that Revelation is a vision. Very important to recognize. So many times in our Orthodox religion, in our traditional religion, we think it's of hell and damnation that is coming on us right now. But it's a vision of overcoming. Actually, when you really read Revelations, whether it be in unity or in its traditional form, it is about being lifted up, not coming down. It's about knowing the truth of who we are, that once we release and let go of any falseness, then God can swoop in, just like God swooped in with Saul, who became Paul, with a number of other people in the Old Testament who had one name, but once they overcame, were given a new name. When they were more spiritualized, they were given another name. This is what the White Stone Ceremony is all about. And so I want to start off by first talking about churches. When we talk about the church, the Latin form of church means house of God. And so anytime in unity that you hear anything about letters being written to a church, it's letters being written into that aspect of the Lord within your own consciousness. Remember that this is all about you. And your heart, your mind, your consciousness. And the consciousness is where all your thoughts, whether they are erroneous thinking or spiritualized thinking, they're your totality of thoughts are in your consciousness. That is the metaphysical component, or what Charles Fillmore thought of as consciousness. Yes, I know it isn't the psychological or philosophical consciousness, but it's similar enough. So know that this particular, so the first part was John is writing to the seven churches. Now the seven churches, the seven components of your consciousness that needs to be cleansed and understood. And within that, John writes to the vision of the message to Pergamum. Let us state that Pergamum metaphysically means in itself. New name. So you are writing to the component within your consciousness that is ready to be spiritualized, which is ready and open for your new name. We start off here because as we come through the ceremony, whether you knew that this was the White Stone ceremony or not, whether you just walked into it and you're like, why did I pick this service in particular? Know that you are here for a purpose. There's never, ever any mistakes. You were drawn to this particular service because you are ready to receive your new name, the name that God will give you for this year to continue to evolve. And so this is a letter to a new state, your new name, the individual concept, a new individual concept of yourself, and the concept of God within you. And in this, which is Revelation 2, 12 through 17, hold on to your seats. Yes, it's going to be Revelations, but I'll explain it to you. And to the angel of the church of Pergamum, write. Again, this is Jesus in his vision telling John to write to the angel of the church of Pergamum. The one who has the sharp two-edged sword, says this. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name and did not deny my faith, even in the names of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one who was killed upon you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you because you have there some who hold the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put the stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit acts of immorality. So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore, repent, or else I am coming to you quickly, and I will make your war against them with the word of my mouth. And this is where the white stone comes in. To him who he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna. I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it. So after reading that to you, I understand why you kind of go, oh, Revelations. Why in unity are we reading the Revelations? Because we want to get beyond all the Satan, all the Balaam, all the guilt things that this brings to us and come down to a basic understanding of all this message is saying. When we talk about Satan, again, we're talking here in unity about what is within us. Yes, we all have little devils within us. They might not be red with pointy tails unless you're in Halloween, unless you want to visualize yourself like that. Here in unity, when we talk about Satan or the adversary, all we are talking about, and hear this, all we are talking about are erroneous thinkings, those thoughts, those lack consciousness that allows us not to know the truth of ourselves. They are all the ideas in our consciousness that are opposed to recognizing the truth of who we are, which we are truly the sons and daughters of God. We are the chosen ones. We are beautiful. We are brilliant because every aspect of us is God. And so Satan, the devil, is anything in your mind that is saying, well, I don't know about that. I don't know. It is the adversary, and it isn't to shame you, it isn't to blame you, it is just for you to have an understanding that there is something that is pulling you away from the truth. Hear that. The devil has no power over you. Remember that the devil, as it stated, was God's greatest ally. And it's deemed that in some stories that it was God that asked its greatest ally to do this for us as our gift so that we understand better what the gifts of God really are. For in our lives as humans, for some strange reason, we need to understand the opposite to get a full understanding of the truth of everything that we are. So in unity, if I say that you're a little devilish, don't take offense to it. Just know that it's a part of our truth. And so this is saying that there's a component within us, within our church, within our consciousness, that wants to grasp the truth of God. And Jesus is saying, you know what? You are doing your best. You are faithful to it, but there are some parts of you that still is adverse to it. For that part of you, for those parts that hold on to the world, you are asked to repent. I know it's a big biblical word, but for all of those of you who have been here with me for a long time, what does repent mean? All the above. All it's saying is, to these adverse thoughts that are going through your head, where you do not know yourself, when you do not want to grab a hold of the truth of how God has made you, just change your mind. Rethink it. And once you do that, you are made promises. You are made several promises, actually, that you will have manna and that you will receive a white stone. We know that manna has been used throughout the Bible, and it's nourishment. Metaphysically, it is the word of God. It is the realization of divine substance within yourself. Once you can let go and let God of the world, you realize that you are made of divine substance. And the word of God, the angels are within you, around you, guiding you to the best. And once you realize that, you will redeem yourself from the bondage of sense. The bondage of sense are those adverse thoughts. And you will be given a white stone. You are then given a white stone once you are released to let go, for God to say to you on this new clean plate and this pure stone that is waiting for me to write your new name. These two are the promises. I will give you some manna, discovering an entire new source of energy and nourishment within you that is spiritual. The source is not visible. It's not tangible. It is within you. And it nourishes you from within because it is the nourishment and energy of God. And the second part of the reward that is promised you, and I will give you the white stone with a new name written upon the stone which no one knows except him or her or they who receive it. Meaning that whatever your name is, this is for you. There's a particular saying that you don't need anyone to co-sign. You don't need anyone else's permission to go and say, you know, I heard within me when I did this meditation that my new name was, let's give it a big one, Christ. Does that sound right to you that my new name would be Christ? Don't allow anyone to co-sign. Because what the name that God has given you is yours and yours alone. And only you can hear it. Only you can feel it. And so this next part is now the opportunity to release and let go, to allow yourselves to be filled with the continual evolution of the new year. This second Sunday, it's the first Sunday of this new year, we open our hearts, we open our minds to hearing God's messages to us and providing us a new name in our consciousness, our soul. Again, just like Saul, who was actually one of the most hated men around, had a vision. of Jesus. Jesus came down to him. And in the places where he formed his blindness in his heart, his eyes, and his mind, Jesus stripped it from him, meaning that there was a spiritualized understanding, a spiritualized evolution. And from that, Saul became Paul, and Paul was the one that created the churches. It's interesting. It wasn't the disciples who were still kind of like, well, you know, we're the men, we're the ones who are doing some good, but it was Paul who said, look, we need to go within to our churches, have a stronghold of the truth of God. And that is what this is about. Sufi mystic Rumi said, blessed is anyone who knows who he or she really is and builds a place to live there. This is what we are doing today, diving into our divine identity, excavating and guiding word or name that we live by for this year. So as we move forward, let us begin our white stone ceremony. And so I ask you, when we do these things, accept the manna and accept the name, you open yourselves up to evolving into a new being. And with that, when we listen, we will be willing to overcome. We're not only given the resources we need, our manna, we receive even greater gifts, spiritual freedom, our freedom to know that we are made to be loved, to be at peace, to be one. I ask you to affirm with me. I will read it, and then I ask you to repeat it. Keep that one for a moment. I am made to be love, to be peace, to be one. I'll take it off in sections. Repeat, I am made to be love.
I am made
to be love. To be peace.
To be peace.
To be one. And the writer of the scripture goes on to say, we will receive a new name. Names are powerfully describe the nature of who you are. God will give it to you very wonderfully and beautifully. While you are doing this, while you're preparing for this meditation, I ask you to ask yourself several things. Am I willing to listen to my inner guidance that will give me information and a theme? Ask that of your being. You don't have to answer to me or anyone else. Cleanse yourself. Ask yourself, am I willing to allow myself to experience new possibilities and a new deepening of who I am? And breathe that in. And lastly, am I willing to know that this is the year that the deepest desires of my heart and soul really can be and will be made manifest? It is upon this stone that you will write the name you receive from Spirit today. The one that hopefully you have in your hand. I ask you, if you don't have it in your hand, to grab it. Pardon?
We have a couple latecomers that need it.
Ah, all right. For anyone who has not received their stone, this is your time to come up and... Cindy in the back have pencils. And while he's here, I will say that Paul is a magnificent manifester who up here said that Dennis will manifest, and there he is as your other chaplain. Thank you, Reverend Roger, for noting that. And so... go ahead and put that up because I don't remember which one that is. I don't think this is the one. Yes, not yet, but keep it there, please. Would you repeat after me while we go moving forward into our next phase? My heart is open to receive divine guidance.
My heart is open to receive divine guidance.
Divine blessings.
Divine blessings.
My heart is open. I am willing to listen to my inner guidance.
I am willing to listen to my inner guidance.
that will give me information, a theme, a name, an idea that will forward my evolution of consciousness in the coming year. I am willing to allow myself to experience new possibilities and a new deepening of who I truly am. I am willing to know that this is the year that my deepest desires and of my heart really will be made manifest. Holding on to the stone, you do not have to repeat, just put this energy into it. I bless the stone as a symbol representing my willingness to open my consciousness and align with you, God, Divine Spirit. I am willing to release to divine transformation all that does not serve me. And I am willing to transform my mind to rise in consciousness and vibration and to transform my life into joyous experiences within you, Spirit. Amen. As we move forward to this meditation, use this as an opportunity for you and your stone to continue to become one. Allow the stone to be heated with your warmth. And as we know, and if we trust that God is everywhere present in everything, we know that there are elements of spirit within the stone. And if we know that we are one with God, then allow yourself to become one with the stone that you are holding so that there's a reverberation back and forth of energies coming back and forth. For God is calling us to a higher place. I invite you to close your eyes. Allow yourself to go into a deeper state. And allow yourself to listen to the Spirit of God within you. As we move forward to write the new name on the stone. Because the truth is something that is calling you deeper. Hear me, dear heart. My heart is open to you, Spirit. Breathe in, being conscious of your breath. Become totally relaxed and rested. Feel yourself closing the gap between what you know to be true and what you expect to manifest in your life. Expect that the desires that you are feeling, the wants, are God's wishes and dreams to move in, through, and for you. You are more than worthy of it, of God's blessings in your life. God is standing by and within to give you all that you are open to receive. Let us now see that the old is passed away. It has served its purpose. And without judgment, you recognize that every event, circumstance, relationship, opportunity, possibility, every challenge, every encounter, everything in your life has brought you to this time and place. Everything has had an influence, and you are now at a turning point to allow yourself to be set yourself free from anything that might bind you. Visualize anything that is binding you. allow some form of a blade to come in front of you and any binds to be just severed. Anywhere on your body, see all ropes, any binds popping off of you and dropping to the floor. You are set free to enter into the best year of your life. And in this moment of silence, listen to what your divine identity is telling you to write on your white stone. What are you hearing? What are you feeling? What knowing is coming to you? And if it is just blank, don't force it. If it is just a white void, allow it to be there. Spirit is always speaking to you. The more you force it, the more you take it down. Lift yourself up. Visualize a cloud or something in your mind's eyes. And in that, in the silence, just ask Spirit, I trust you. I have faith in you. Write down that one word. Don't think about it. Just allow the word to come about. And just the one word. Don't ask for a second or third. Just allow the first word to come to you. And let us just take this moment to allow yourself this clear access. And don't write. When you see the name, just keep saying it within your mind. Appreciate it. Don't judge it. Whatever the word is, breathe that word in. And no fears if it hasn't been brought to fruition yet. Maybe you're not visualizing it, but you're hearing it. Maybe it's a feeling that you're putting to words. God speaks to us in so many different ways, your own personal way. In this moment of silence, allow that way to come to fruition. Slowly, very slowly, bring your attention back to the present and to this room, to the sanctuary. Slowly, you don't have to rush out of it. And when you are ready, write on your white stone your new name for this new year. As you hold the white stone, know that it is a very personal word. It's an important name that you have written. Affirm this with me clearly. I am transformed in depth. I am transformed at depth. I am transformed.
I am transformed.
My heart is open to receive divine guidance, divine blessings. My heart is open. I am willing to listen to my inner guidance. I have listened to my inner guidance. I have allowed myself to experience new possibilities. I know that this is the year that the deepest desires of my heart really will manifest. I invite you to take this stone, place it somewhere that is personal for you, but that you will see it every day. Do not place it somewhere that you won't see it and won't remember. And so we thank God for telling us, showing us the truth of who we are. Thank you, sweet Spirit. Amen. And so the affirmation for this week is, my mind is open, free, and joyous as I allow God's will of good to guide my life. Breathe that in. Let's say that one more time. My mind is open, free, and joyous as I allow God's will of good to guide my life. And so it is. Have a wonderful new year as the new you.